A panel of federal judges will convene on Thursday in Greensboro to hear the latest round of arguments in a redistricting case which has already worked its way up to the U.S. Supreme Court and back. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
At the heart of this case are 28 state legislative districts found to be illegal racial gerrymanders. This same panel of judges made that determination last year and ordered new districts be drawn and new elections held in the spring. The state appealed that ruling, and while the U.S. Supreme Court agreed the districts were illegal racial gerrymanders, the justices ordered the lower court to reconsider the special election. In the meantime, the General Assembly redrew most of the districts to comply with the court order. Today, the judicial panel will consider whether these new maps go far enough. Lawyers for the state will argue they do, that race was not an official criterion used in drawing these new maps. But the plaintiffs are expected to argue that race still played a part in the drawing of these new legislative districts. A decision is expected soon. But that doesn't mean the end of racial gerrymandering cases before this same panel. Next week, the three judges will preside over 4 days of arguments about North Carolina's congressional map. Two of those districts, the 12th in Charlotte and the 1st in northeastern North Carolina, have also been found to be illegal racial gerrymanders. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.